The darn peg zayin mishnah book. Koinem peros ha'elu alai. Koinem haim api. Koinem haim lufi. Somebody who makes an edit offering on himself specific peros, like a korban. Or if he says they should be offered on my mouth or to my mouth, like a korban. All of these lashonyas are mashma that he is offering on himself from deriving any benefit from these peros. Therefore, asur b'chilufehem u'v'gidulem. He would not be allowed to benefit even from something that these pears are traded for or the money that is made from selling them, as since they are asur b'hana, the Chachamim asur anything that something that is asur b'hana is traded for, and if you plant these pears, then what grows from it is also asur, as since you asur it on yourself like a korban, it has a din like hegdish, and hegdish that is planted, what is grown from it is asur. She'ani oichol v'she'ani toim, but if you make a neder not to eat or taste the fruit, but you do not asur on yourself from having other benefits from it, mutar b'chilufeyem u'v'gidulehem b'davar shezaro kala. In such a case, you would be allowed to eat something it is traded for, or if you plant it in the ground, you would be allowed to eat the new fruit, if this is the type of fruit that when it is planted, the seed rots in the ground before it grows. So since the original seed is not present in the new fruit is mutter. Avo bedaber she'en zaro kala, afilu gidule gidulin asur. But if this fruit that you asur on yourself is a type of fruit that the seed does not rot in the ground, instead the seed becomes part of the new fruit, then even if you replant it twice, the new fruit remains asur, as since the original seed is still present in the new fruit, it continues to be asur, even though you only asur on yourself from eating it, not from hana. Mesachet Nedarim Perek Zayin Mishnah Zayin Ha'omer Le'ishto Koinem Ma'aseh Yadayach Alai Koinem Hein Alpi Koinem Hein Lefi. Somebody who says to his wife, your ma'aseh yadayach should be asur on me like a korban. Anything she does or makes are considered her ma'aseh yadayach. Or if he said they should be asur on my mouth or to my mouth like a korban. All of these lashonis are mashma, that he is asuring on himself from having any benefit from her ma'aseh yadayach. Asur b'chilufeyem u'v'gidulem. He would also not be allowed to benefit from anything it is traded for, as anything it is that is asur b'hana, you are not allowed to benefit from what it is traded for. And if she grows a tree, then the fruit of that tree are considered her ma'aseh yadayach. And if the fruit are regrown, he would not be allowed to benefit from the new fruit, as since he asured it on himself like a korban, it has a din like hegdish, and that is a din by hegdish that is regrown, the new fruit, remains asur. She'eni oicho, she'eni titoem, mutar b'chilufeyem, u'v'gidulehem, b'davar, shezaro kala. But if he says, I am asuring on myself from eating or tasting the fruit, in such a case he would be allowed to have other benefits from the fruit, then it is mutter for him to eat something it is traded for, or if she grows a tree and that fruit is regrown, then he would be allowed to benefit from the new fruit, if it is a type of fruit that the seed rots in the ground before the new fruit grows. So since the seed is no longer present, it is mutter. Avo bedaber she'ein zaro kala, afilu gidule gidulin asur. But if it is a type of fruit that the seed is present in the new fruit, then even if you replant it twice, the new fruit remains asur, as since the original seed is part of the new fruit, it has the same din as the original fruit.